It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Over the weekend, Talk of Iowa producer Lindsay Moon and I went to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center. It's a medium security correctional facility in Coralville, better known locally as Oakdale Prison. We went to run a 5K with the Inmate Running Club. The running club started a couple of years ago as a collaboration between Kelly Crawford, who's dietitian for the prison, and Mark Powers, who's current president of Corridor Running Club, based in eastern Iowa. A group of about 10 runners from the area were invited to participate, and we gathered in the lobby and went through security. We made our way through several locked doors and then down a hallway to the gym. It looks like a typical school gym. Along one side, there is exercise equipment. Treadmills, stationary bikes, elliptical machines, and each piece of equipment is outfitted with a television. The TVs are donations from the running club. And as the runners mingled before heading outside, we met up with Michael Price, who's an Eastern Iowa distance runner. He's been to every 5K Oakdale has allowed outside runners to participate in, and I asked him how he got involved.
Mark Powers invited me and said about this great opportunity to go into the correctional facility and provide a really positive day to some of the inmates here, and I said, yeah, let's do it.
So what were your feelings before you came in for the first time?
I guess it was just I was unsure. I don't know that I had any strong feelings. I'm always interested in, using running to do things and have experiences, so I wasn't really concerned about it. I was interested to see what the experience was going to be.
So now that you've done a few of these, what do you think you've learned?
Well, the biggest thing I've learned is just the positive impact this has had. There's been so many amazing, enriching experiences that I've been able to have in this. Colin, who looks like he's taking it over, the first time we came in, they were doing a 5K race, but then were allowing us to run the distance. That day he was determined to run a marathon, 46 laps around, or a half marathon, I'm sorry, okay. Half marathon, 46 laps around the yard. And him and I ran that together. And then, you come back every year and you hear different things. There's people that have used running as a positive thing that they're gonna connect with their daughter with once they get out. And you kind of get this perspective as you're running around this prison yard of the things that you're able to go and you're able to see, you know what I mean? In future races, when I'm kind of struggling, sometimes I think about the privilege I have to be able to be running somewhere, by a lake or seeing beautiful scenery, that kind of thing. For him to run a half marathon inside of here was 46 laps around a prison yard, From what I understand, this day is a day that feels normal to them, and that's awesome. I mean, this should be a positive experience, and I think that we're coming in and providing that. So,
well, Michael, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Before we started the race, we also spoke with Warden Jim McKinney. I asked him why he thinks the running club and the effort to put on the 5K is worth it.
Well, the most valuable part of it is having the volunteers that are willing to take their time to come in here and just interact with the guys. I think our number one job is to make sure that when people leave that they'll actually be better than when they walked in the door. And the way to do that is have people that would socialize with them, give them hope, let them see what life on the outside can be that's positive, as opposed to always the negativity that goes along with the prison. And then the secondary benefit is obviously guys get in better cardio condition and they're a little bit healthier. And so when they walk out the door, maybe they're not as ill or as bad as when they came in. Part of it is you're hoping that by exercise, they'll get into that so much that then the guys that did drugs and things for their other benefits goes away and they get it replaced with doing exercise.
Sure, and I can imagine the mental health benefits to running also are pretty appealing.
It is, and we have probably 200 and some guys that are in our mental health unit right now that have significant mental health issues. So some of those guys each actually come down and they'll try to walk or run. And on Friday, I think it was, we had the people from the forensic hospital that are patients here that actually came in and walked in the gym, and they had a great time also.
In allowing something like this to happen, did you get any pushback? Were there people who were scared to let the inmates run in the facility?
I haven't had any pushback. That doesn't mean somebody doesn't agree with it, but you know, you can only do what you think is the right thing to do. You don't worry about all the other repercussions. I realize there's victims. I realize there's a lot of other people that would like to see punishment as our number one goal, but punishment's not going to change somebody. Doing positive things is actually going to make a difference in their life. So I got to focus on the positives and kind of quit worrying about the negative aspect of it.
What do you think the greatest benefit has been of having this group here?
Actually, when you think about it, prisons are boring. There's nothing for the guys to do. So having a running club like this where they meet weekly, talk about what they want to do, some of the activities they want to do, preparing for a race, all the other things that go along with it, just being busy and focusing on something that has a positive benefit, I don't think you can measure how successful that makes the guys feel. And so when they feel success, all of a sudden then that translates into other areas of their life.
Well, Warden McKinney, thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Thanks, Lindsay.
Shortly after we talked with Michael, Mark and the current president of the IMCC Running Club ushered everyone outside into the prison yard where we'd be running. 11 laps equals a 5K, and the wind was gusting really hard. Mark Powers took a moment to introduce all of the outsiders, all of the community runners.
Just on behalf of those of us from the outside running community, it's a treat to come in and do this for you guys, or with you guys. It's not for you. You do this for us. But just please make yourself comfortable today. You're welcome to talk to anybody that's here. Any questions about anything before we get started? We have three relay teams, is that correct? You're on a relay team and you're on the first leg? We need you over here behind the start line. You gotta run with a baton. Pick a color. Is the timing company ready? Everybody on the countdown, 3, 2, 1, run.
I'm running. She's going to run a little.
Yeah.
Excellent. It's fun.
Yeah.
The course is a little treacherous.
Oh.
How so?
It's just a lot of corners, a lot of divots.
Okay.
Especially when you come to the field.
All right. But no hills.
There's little ones.
A little incline. All right.
Yeah, there's little ones.
Be in front.
I've never tried to run with a sound gear in my hands before. This is going to be an adventure. Can I run with you?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Terrible.
Do you know what lap you're on?
I'm working on my fifth.
Okay.
Got 40.
And are you a part of the running club?
I participate in all the stuff that they come and do. So kind of, yeah.
Did you have a goal time today?
I don't. I was just planning on walking it, but to be honest, I seen a bald eagle. I said, I'm going to go ahead and run like he flies. Not quite so fast, though.
I think you're doing great. I'm going to stick with you, actually. It's a good pace, if that's okay.
Yeah. I've been lapped. They put in the work and training, and so it's paying off dividends, and I'm proud of.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also...
Hey, Mark.
Hey. I feel like you're never last if you're only competing with yourself.
What's that?
You're never last if you're only competing
you're right,
with yourself.
Right, right. True that. On your left, guys.
Nice work. Good job. Do you guys like running quotes? What do you think to yourself when you get tired?
What I think about?
Yeah.
I really think about God a lot. You know, Jesus introduced himself into my life about 17 years ago and never been the same since. The greatest teacher of love, compassion, forgiveness, mercy, grace. And I like thinking on those things. It enlarges my heart.
Sure.
It fills me with joy and love. The same as seeing that bald eagle there this morning. I was thinking about God's creativeness and the mind of God being so special and so precious.
Way to work! Go, go, go! Yeah.
It's a blessing to have.
Ooh, he's moving. Nice job.
I'm a chapel clerk. I make my rounds to all the units and interact with all the COs and a lot of inmates. And I got corny jokes for days.
Yeah.
And so when I tell them, they come back to me giving me more corny jokes. So I just spread them all throughout the institution.
What's your best?
I only say this to the ones that I think I know a little better than usual, but I'm gonna hit you with it anyway. Why did God create Adam before he created Eve? Because he didn't want any advice.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. How many laughs have we got in now, do you know? Is that seven?
This is eight.
Okay.
This is eight. So we got 9, 10, 11, 3 left.
Sweet.
You got right, because my hand holding this microphone is so sweaty.
Oh,
really sweaty sound gear.
Yeah, I'm glad you dipped in on me because these laps disappeared way quickly.
That's always the case, good everybody. We're going to kick this in. I'm going to be like a relentless, annoying coach friend now.
Finish strong, bud. Finish strong. Good job,
guys. Supposed to have a firework ending or...
A what?
A fireworks ending?
Oh, yeah. Kick it in. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
Woo! Woo! Good work!
Way to go!
Just a little sound from the 5K at the IMCC Running Club over the weekend. It's a medium security correctional facility in Coralville. And we will find out more about the program in just a moment, the running program that culminated in this 5K. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Over the weekend, Iowa Public Radio producer Lindsay Moon and I participated in a 5K run at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center. That is a medium security correctional facility in Coralville. We were just listening to some of the sound from that 5K. The IMCC Running Club puts on a 5K in the spring and the fall. This program's been around for a couple of years, and one of the forces behind this running club is with me now. Mark Powers is president of Corridor Running Club, a running organization in eastern Iowa. He's been running for 40 years or so and keeps extremely busy for a retired guy. Hello, Mark.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
How did this start, this running club?
There was an article in Runner's World magazine about 4 years ago that some of the inmates at the correctional center brought to Kelly, who's a head dietitian mm-hmm. there, and asked if she could reach out to runners within the community and see if there'd be anybody be willing to come in and teach people how to run. And when the letter came in, a couple of people turned it down, and I looked at that as an opportunity and said, absolutely, I'd like to do that. And we did. We started our first meeting in late spring, early summer, 3 years ago, and 3.5 years ago, and met from there, a group of inmates and I, and then made the decision that we would create a running group.
So I realize it has evolved a little bit over time. Let's talk about what it's like now. How often do you visit?
Our current structure is every other week. I come in on a Wednesday and go through either running activities. There's a whole plethora of material that is available out there to talk about with runners. As a runner, you know, when you get together with somebody else that it always leads to talk about running.
So you go in, you talk about running, and then do you run while you're there? Is that part of it?
We do. It when we first started, it was trying to feel our way through all of the nuances of how do you take somebody who has no experience running to the point where they can run a 5K. And subsequently through that, we've added some distances a couple of different times. But we basically talk running.
And how often do the guys run when you're not there? I mean, you're going in every other week, and of course they've got to really get in shape and work at it.
I think there's a, like any runner, there is a certain group of them that run consistently. There are those that I would call the weekend warriors that are intermittent. They show up for the events. They show up for the meetings. In this facility, as in I think some other correctional centers in Iowa, they are employed, and some of them have to work around their jobs. So we've tried to change the time of meetings to accommodate the majority of them. But we usually, whether as we're getting into this time of the year, we'll usually go into the gym, and I'll make them do some things that they don't prefer. But it's like any running. You've got
some
to do
strength training, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yep.
How many guys do you work with on a pretty regular basis?
On a regular basis, there's probably 20 that participate. And it varies based on season and the holidays, things like that. But
yeah, one of the guys that I ran with for a while told me that he loves to run during the winter. And I thought, you're probably unusual in this group. So do things dwindle during the winter out there in the prison yard?
They tend to. They're restricted more as the season goes on. So subsequently, they do a lot of things inside on the treadmills and the ellipticals and things of that nature. But running outside is in inclement weather is not necessarily the best thing for them.
Yeah. So was when you started this program, I mean, Kelly came to you and said, hey, is this something we can start? Did you worry that there would be resistance within the correctional system in Iowa? I mean, traditionally speaking, running in a prison yard has been forbidden in most facilities. What was your take on that? What were your concerns?
Originally, like anybody that has subsequently come in as an outsider to run, I think we all go through the same experience of what's it going to be like? What are we going to run into? Are we safe? Things of that nature. But as I have grown to learn from working with these individuals, they're very much like a microcosm of normal society. There's a certain percentage of them that run. There's a certain percentage of them that don't care so much about their health. A certain percentage that prefer library, choir, music, things of that nature. And there's all kinds of activities that they can pursue in there, but it's the initiative to be able to do that. And we meet every other week, and when we do meet, we do go through the gym. We do a series of drills, things of that nature. And probably today one of the bigger changes has been the addition of some of the athletic equipment into the gym area that you saw.
Yeah, so a lot of treadmills. The televisions were a big addition to that area. Before, there was nothing to look at while people ran on the treadmills, right?
Yeah, the gym is set up so that the treadmills were facing out into the gym area. It's your conventional school, high school gym configuration. And the treadmills and the ellipticals that were there were facing out, and basically what they got to watch was the opposite wall. We did some fundraising and purchased some, I think there's 9 TVs in there now. And then the facility did the installation and protective system to keep them from the balls that are thrown around in the gym. And turned the athletic equipment around, the treadmills and whatnot, and made it so that you could face the TV and actually watch it. And participation has skyrocketed.
Really? So I can understand how that would make it a lot more appealing to spend some time on the treadmill, to have something to distract your mind a little bit. I want to ask you, Mark, you said when that letter came, a couple of people passed it up, which is understandable for a number of different reasons. Why did it touch you? Why did you want to do this?
I think the difference for me versus some others that were participating at the club at that time was I have no fear of the repercussions of helping. I think in our world, it's basically at the end of the day, all we have is our God on each other. And if we're not able to help each other in some capacity, we probably missed our purpose here on earth. My personal opinion. I looked at that as an opportunity to take somebody and say, majority of people are going to be released from prison. There's two sides to that equation, and the rehabilitative side or the punishment side. And we heard the warden talk earlier about mm-hmm. that. From the rehabilitative side, if somebody's going to be released or in here for a while, can you replace an activity that they had before that was a negative with a positive? And as we heard a couple of the inmates talk about, they focus on the positive. Let's focus on the things that are doing that. And I believe, both from personal and observation, that physical activity helps both physical as well as mental health. And you can see it in the inmates that we work with.
I'm talking with Mark Powers. He's the president of Corridor Running Club in Eastern Iowa. He is also the leader of the running club at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center. He's been doing this for about 3 years and recently put on the fall 5K, 11 laps around the prison yard. And Mark, this is a really personal question, but I need to ask you, I know that when you were a young man back in 1968, on Christmas Eve, your little sister was murdered. This is a murder a lot of people would be familiar with. It happened at the YMCA in Des Moines. She was only 10 years old. And I can imagine a lot of people knowing that about you, thinking that you would be one of the last people who would want to volunteer and work with prison inmates. Why is this something that's important to you?
It still goes back to the core of my principles. And of that, one of them is being able to help each other. In that particular situation, I can't change the history, but I can change the future for some. And I've looked at things in my lifetime and said, if I can have an influence, if I can participate, if I can support somebody in some small way that it has a positive impact on their life, I will do so. I agree. My dad spent some time volunteering with the youth correctional facility for youth here in Iowa as well. And it just the combination of those two experiences really has had an impact on me.
You actually studied criminal justice when you were in
college,
right?
I did, and I had every intention of going into law enforcement and combined my degrees are both social work and criminal justice. And I spent about 5 years after college in the social work system and realized that I needed somebody that was going to be receptive to help as opposed to somebody that was going to fight me or resist me on that help. I at that point in time, exited the field and went into retail sales and basically have learned that social work, criminal justice, we're all people. We're all dealing with each other. You have to figure out a way to make that work under the circumstances. I think what running has taught a number of the insiders or the inmates here is that there is a process that you have to go through to get from point A to the 5K. Have to learn a lot of things that they didn't know about running, but it's very applicable to life. And that's probably one of those other principles that I have that says if I can teach somebody, then let them go pursue it and make the best of it. I've seen a number of inmates that have either gotten out or that have been inside but have now have a correlation with their son or daughter on the outside in the running activities like Let Me Run within the communities. Mm-hmm. Other programs where parents can compare notes with their kids on running shoes or running styles or socks, things of that nature.
As you know, and many people who listen know, I've done a lot of volunteering with Girls on the Run and with Let Me Run. They're both character development and running programs for elementary school kids, one for girls, one for boys. And honestly, the 5K on Sunday reminded me a lot of one of our 5Ks. And watching you run around and connect with the guys on the running club, I saw that look in your eye that I see in all the coaches' eyes when they're coaching their kids at these events. you really connect with these guys, and I could just see the pride that you had for them. How do you feel when you're at one of those runs?
It's an incredible feeling. It's an experience that unlike any other. I like to see them be successful. It's a small step in a positive direction. And it's a bigger thrill than actually running a race. And I love to run races. I love to see them accomplish something that they previously didn't believe that they could. The same thing with Girls on the Run or Let Me Run. You're taking moldable minds and giving them a tool to accomplish a goal. And when they accomplish it, you get to celebrate it with them. It's awesome.
Have you been surprised by the depth of connection that you have with the men that you work with?
Yes, I have been. It is, it's on one half, you always want to ask, what are you here for and why are you serving time in our institution? And on the other half, it's like, that's not as important as where are we at today and what can we do to advance your future? How do we improve the situation so that you have more skills, whether it's planning, organization, process management, things like that? The same thing that we do with the kids in terms of in coaching them, encouraging them, giving a friend, a buddy to help them proceed in life.
Can you give me an example? And I don't want to violate anybody's confidentiality or anything, so you don't need to use names, but can you tell me about one of the men that you've worked with that you've really seen embrace running and you've seen what it's been able to do for him, something that makes you feel like this is worthwhile?
Boy, I could give you a lot of stories on in regards to that. One in particular was mentioned by Michael earlier in the interview, and he is a shy, quiet individual and very reserved. Yet at the same time, through this running program, he started 3 years ago with us, has learned to be more talkative, more open, more outgoing, is now part of the, when we created the club, we also created a hierarchy in it so that there's a president, some organization to it, a secretary, treasurer, and he's filling one of those roles right at the moment and doing a great job at it. I chuckled as a race director. Post-race on Sunday when we did the 5K, I asked him how he'd felt, and he said, I'm tired. I didn't even run, and I'm tired. So he experienced the stress that goes with race directing,
yep.
And he was happy that everybody succeeded.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's important to invite community runners, people from the outside, in? What does that add?
There's a host of additives that come with that, but the primary one is communication. At the end of the day, we're people, and they have a limited scope of the world from what they're able to achieve, either through family or friends or print media. But what the outsiders bring into is the communication, the willingness to talk about what they do, how they run, the shoes, the gear, which ironically leads into all kinds of other conversations about families and kids and it's very often easy to remember that the reason that they're there is for punishment and subsequently rehabilitation. But the outsiders bring in a whole different perspective.
And maybe a view of what life could be like after.
Exactly.
What are your hopes for the future? I know that you'd like to expand this program. You did a brief running program in Anamosa at the state penitentiary?
We did earlier this year, similar to what we have here. We met, organized there. We ran every week, and then we culminated in a 5K. Had similar participation. I think of the population base that's there. We had a smaller group because the population base is larger there. We've had as many as 250 of the insiders and the inmates run with us in Oakdale. But there's a couple of other facilities in the state that are looking at entertaining the idea of doing a running activity.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And you're running the Boston or the New York City Marathon this weekend for the first time. You've run a lot of other marathons. But
I have tried to get into the New York Marathon 11 times through the lottery and have been unsuccessful. And I applied through Let Me Run, which is one of the boys' organizations. By the way, the inmates have created a fundraiser and have now contributed. This will be our third contribution that we will make to the local chapter of Eastern Iowa, Let Me Run.
That's awesome. That's really exciting. Well, Mark, thank you so much, and run strong this weekend.
I know
it's going to be a great experience.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mark Powers is the president of Corridor Running Club. He is also the leader of the running club inside the Iowa Medical and Classification Center, a medium security correctional facility in Coralville. This is Talk of Iowa.